This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, few inputs carry more weight in corn production than nitrogen. It fuels yield potential, but it also drains farm budgets at a time when fertilizer prices remain elevated. Ongoing research is helping to refine our understanding, confirming long-held practices, while shedding light on how growers can maximize their return on every dollar spent. We'll look at the results of a new study coming from our neighbor to the east right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Now, while researchers know how much nitrogen can help shape a corn crop, we are still learning more about it. University of Illinois Extension Dr. John Jones explains their recent studies have shown higher nitrogen rates boosted plant growth and influenced kernel development in several ways. He says those changes point to a clear yield response, and that's where his team's focus has been. That early response sets the stage for what harvest data may reveal as researchers look to confirm just how much added nitrogen can deliver.
The crop response is clearly present when increasing nitrogen rates. We've increased the amount of crop biomass, kernel size, but then also the number of kernels around the ear, and then kernel length on the ears as well. So I think we're going to clearly see some yield response to nitrogen. The response to sulfur is maybe not as clear yet. We will be evaluating that when the combines roll out this fall, though.
And while those numbers are all good and the yield response is encouraging, farmers also know that nitrogen is one of the more expensive inputs that they manage. That makes it critical to weigh the research against their own fields, soils, and budgets. Careful evaluation can help ensure that every pound applied delivers a return rather than simply adding to an already high fertilizer bill.
I'm certainly aware that nitrogen fertilizer costs are relatively high, especially in relation to corn grain costs as well. So we're at about an 8-to-1 ratio of corn grain costs to nitrogen costs if we're looking at fall anhydrous ammonia. That's a little bit lower, or we'll say less favorable price condition than we've commonly had over the years. And in that case, I think it's really important to use available data to understand what has been the economic optimal nitrogen rate in previous years on your soils or similar soils to your farm.
Of course, looking ahead to fall applications, Jones reminds farmers that timing and conditions make all the difference in how effective the product will be. He points to soil temperatures and application practices as the key factors that we've always watched as decisions are being made in these coming weeks as harvest gets ready to get going in earnest here in the Midwest.
I think one of the things to think about is that if fall nitrogen is in your plan, make sure that you're watching soil temperatures as application's occurring. If we're dealing with a dry fall, sometimes that effectiveness of an anhydrous application can be something that we want to make sure that we're getting complete slot or slit closure when we're applying anhydrous ammonium, and then waiting till those soil temperatures at four inches are at least at 50 degrees and cooling.
As growers head into harvest and begin thinking about next season, nitrogen management remains both an opportunity and a challenge. Research shows crop will respond, but the question is how to make the response pay in the current cost environment. Careful timing, attention to conditions, and willingness to adjust strategy can help farmers protect their investment. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.